Welcome to episode 142 of George's Random Astronomical Object. Every episode, I run a random number generator to select random astronomical coordinates in the sky, and I then search for an astronomical object near those coordinates and talk about what makes the object so interesting to astronomers. So it's time to run the random number generator. And if you are the type of person who likes to listen to podcasts after going to bed, this will keep you awake at night. The coordinates from the random number generator are 2 hours, 19 minutes, 16.0 seconds right ascension, and plus 20 degrees, 10 minutes, 31 seconds declination. These coordinates point to a galaxy located at a distance of 114,000 light-years, or 35 kiloparsecs, in the constellation Aries, named Segway 2. That is Segway, S-E-G-U-E, as in to transition uninterrupted from one thing to another, and not Segway, S-E-G-W-A-Y, as in the company that once sold self-balancing two-wheeled personal transport vehicles a couple of decades ago. Segway 2 was discovered by a survey with the acronym of Segway, S-E-G-U-E, which stands for the Sloan Extension for Galactic Understanding and Exploration. The people involved really worked hard on that acronym. Anyway, this survey spent time trying to identify dwarf galaxies orbiting the Milky Way by looking through data for stars observed by the Sloan Digital Sky Survey. Their strategy was to identify unusually large concentrations of stars corresponding to locations within the halo of our galaxy that could be dwarf galaxies. Segway 2 was the second galaxy found this way, and the discovery was published in 2009. So, Segway 2 is one of many dwarf galaxies orbiting the Milky Way. The Milky Way's brighter satellite dwarf galaxies were discovered using photographic plates, although the large and small Magellanic clouds are so bright and so close that they could be seen without a telescope and were thus discovered before the telescope's invention. The Milky Way's fainter satellite dwarf galaxies, like Segway 2, could only be discovered using a combination of modern digital detectors and statistical methods, which is why Segway 2 was only discovered in 2009. In fact, Segway 2 has the distinction of being both the faintest and the smallest galaxy ever discovered. The brightness of this galaxy is equivalent to only 900 times the brightness of the Sun. The mass of the galaxy, which was determined by looking at the orbits of the stars within it, is less than 150,000 times the mass of the Sun. Keep in mind that much of that mass is in the form of dark matter, which I will discuss later. Because the galaxy is so faint, very few actual stars have been identified as being part of the galaxy. So the question that comes up regarding Segway 2, which is the same question that has come up for a couple of other objects that I've featured in previous podcast episodes, is what is the difference between a very small galaxy and a very large cluster of stars? After all, the typical globular cluster orbiting the Milky Way has a mass of somewhere between 100,000 and 1 million times the mass of the Sun, and the mass of Segway 2 falls at the low end of that range. So, first of all, galaxies are expected to have stars which formed at different times out of different clouds of interstellar gas, while all of the stars in any given cluster should have all formed at the same time out of the same cloud of interstellar gas. Regarding Segway 2, it does indeed look like the very few stars found in the galaxy formed at different times. This could be determined by looking at the presence of iron in the star's outer atmospheres. Iron is generally formed either in the centers of very massive stars just before they explode to supernovae, or by nuclear processes that take place when stars die and eject their outer gas layers, and this can include very big stars exploding as supernovae or smaller stars blowing off their outer gas layers to form planetary nebulae. This means that, as stars are created and then die, the amount of iron in any galaxy will increase over time. If all of the stars in Segway 2 formed from the same cloud of interstellar gas at the same time, that cloud of gas would have contained a relatively uniform density of iron, and all of the stars would have the same amount of iron in their outer atmospheres. However, the stars in Segway 2 have very different amounts of iron in their outer atmospheres, so some stars must have formed after others had died and ejected extra iron into the interstellar gas used to form new stars, which indicates that Segway 2 is a galaxy. The other way to distinguish dwarf galaxies from clusters of stars is to look for dark matter, or technically, to look for the signs of dark matter, since it's not possible to actually see dark matter itself. Anyway, as I said earlier, Segway 2 seems to have a lot of dark matter. The relative amount of dark matter in the galaxy is typically quantified using the ratio of the galaxy's mass to its brightness, with the mass being determined using the orbital velocities of the stars in the object so that it's an independent measurement from the stellar brightness. If no dark matter was present in an object, like a cluster of stars, this number would be 1. For the typical large spiral or elliptical galaxy, this would be a number somewhere between 2 and 10. For Segway 2, this number has not been definitively constrained, but it has an upper limit of 360, which is huge compared to spiral galaxies, but actually rather typical for a few of the really weird dwarf galaxies orbiting the Milky Way. So it looks like Segway 2 is indeed a dwarf galaxy and not a cluster of stars. This then leads to the question about how Segway 2 formed. One possibility is that it was born this way. Or, to be more accurate, the galaxy initially formed soon after the Big Bang with a very, very small concentration of dark matter that was able to gravitationally attract a very small amount of primordial hydrogen gas to form a very, very small number of stars. The other possibility, though, is that Segway 2 may have originally been a normal-sized dwarf galaxy that gravitationally interacted with another galaxy, with the other galaxy stripping away the outer layers of Segway 2, leaving very few stars and a modest amount of dark matter behind. Future observations, as well as simulations of Segway 2, may eventually reveal which of these scenarios is correct. Also, just before I finish up, if you do a Google search for the smallest galaxy in the universe, you might find a few webpages that mention an object called Ursa Major 3. That's a Roman numeral 3. But people are still trying to figure out if that is technically a really, really small galaxy, or just a really small cluster of stars. People just haven't been able to either measure the orbits of the stars to determine the object's mass, and whether it has dark matter, or identify the ages of the stars in Ursa Major 3 to see if they formed at the same time or different times. So, as of the time I am recording this, Segway 2 is still the smallest galaxy anyone knows about. The location on the Earth's surface corresponding to the position of Segway 2 in the sky is just outside the village of Nor Aiya in northeastern Sudan. I can't really find any useful information about this location on the internet. It looks like it's just a small isolated town located in the Sahara Desert. Based on some of the names of the locations in Google Maps, the town might be a mining site of some sort. It also looks like people have driven all over the place around this village based on the tire tracks through the desert. Some areas seem to be surrounded by earthen walls as best as I can tell, and it even looks like people have plowed up the sand in some locations. If you would like to mine for more information about this podcast, like my segue, you can go to www.randomastronomicalobject.com. You can visit the website to read information about the astronomical objects, view images of those astronomical objects, look up additional reference information, and send me random feedback. The audio was recorded and edited by George Bendo. The music is Immersion by Sasha Endy, and the sound effects are from the Freesounds Project at www.freesounds.org. Thanks for listening.